I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Yeah, everybody's excited about hunting season, but hey, don't forget, the trout are still biting on some of those mountain waters in West Virginia. We'll talk more about it when we come back.
If you think opening day of deer season should be a national holiday, you might be a redneck, but you're definitely a conservationist. Hey, this is Jeff Foxworthy. Join me and America's 40 million sport shooters and 44 million anglers in celebrating a holiday created just for us, National Hunting and Fishing Day. Congress set aside the fourth Saturday of September to thank hunters and anglers for their funding and hard work in fish, wildlife, and habitat conservation. Learn more at nhfday.org.
It took a while, but finally the streams of West Virginia are starting to refill after the state was blessed with some slow and enduring rain in recent days. That was just what the doctor ordered for DNR Trout Program Coordinator Mike Shingleton as the fall trout stocking wrapped up.
The streams were down to pools with very little flow between them. Some of the lakes were down somewhat. It was a very, very dry fall and made it very difficult for us to get the trout in to the waters that we normally stock in the fall, though we did, and fortunately our fall stockings for those waters are less than what they are in the, not as much poundage as they are in the spring. So, but we were able to get them, and then right after we finished our fall stocking, it rained, and hopefully some of those trout got spread out a little bit.
And with those trout dispersed fairly well throughout the stream, the fishing should be good for as long as the anglers can stand the weather.
Mountains, there's places that had 3-4 inches of rain, and our flows came up. It was a very nice, steady rain. It was good for the ground. The flows came up, but not out of their banks that I'm aware of, and they've been going down very slowly. Right now, the streams are in great shape for more fishing.
Here's something you may not have known. The winter can be a harsher time for trout than a low-flowing, extremely hot summer. Shingleton says some of them will make it till spring, but there's no guarantee.
Some of them will. Of course, I mean, we expect a lot of them to be caught out. But depending on how severe the winter is, and some of the streams, if the trout are in stream sections that don't have very good pool development, the streams will freeze over. When the ice goes out, it's kind of hard on them. If they're in a fairly deep pool, then they have a better chance of wintering over. But we probably lose more trout during the winter than we do in the summer from drought and things like that.
So with all that said, grab the waders and the fly gear and get yourself into the West Virginia mountains this weekend.
The flows are coming down. They're about, some of the streams are back to where normal for this time of year. So the flows are still pretty good. The trees are pretty well stopped taking up water. They're dropping much, the stream flows are dropping much more gradually now than previously. And so if they're coming up this weekend, they're not calling for any rain this week, but if they come up this weekend, they'll certainly have better conditions than they had 2 weeks ago.
I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.